With no fees or minimums, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than deciding to listen to another episode of your favorite podcast. And with no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark.
I thought you were going to say, I'm Radius, and this is Alma.
Let's try that again, Chuck.
Okay.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. Charles W. Bryan is here, and so am I. I'm Josh Clark, and this is Stuff You Should Know.
I thought you were going to say, I'm Radius, and this is Alma.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. So, Alma, how are you doing?
Radius, I'm doing fine.
That's fantastic.
Good.
Chuck.
Sorry.
What?
I was just going to say, you know, I'm just doing the wrist bone thing.
Are you? Metacarpal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we start over?
I don't care.
Okay.
Nah. We're going to leave it in because our producer, Jerry, loves this kind of stuff. We're going to go forward.
Okay.
How about that?
Yes.
Chuck, you served in the Vietnam War, correct?
That is correct. Gosh, that is not correct. I was not even born yet.
Are you sure?
Jerk.
Yeah?
When did Vietnam end officially?
I think 75.
Oh, well, sure, I was born then.
I wasn't born then.
Well, good for you.
Well, Chuck, surely growing up in the 80s, you heard of Agent Orange.
Yes.
Remember the skateboard company?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that just really attracted me. I never had an Agent Orange skateboard. I was more of a Powell Peralta fan.
Oh, yeah.
Mike McGill specifically.
Sure.
But I always thought Agent Orange was cool. It just had the coolest name.
Yeah.
And then I came to find out that it was actually an herbicide. And I
right.
thought, that's not that cool.
Yeah, I used to get it confused with napalm.
Yeah.
I knew there were different things, but napalm was orange, and so it would mm-hmm. kind of confuse me.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever made napalm at home?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, once I came to find out that Agent Orange was an herbicide, I kind of lost interest in it. And then now, here we are, what, 10, 12, 15 years later.
Yes.
And my interest is once again piqued. Because Agent Orange was about the baddest mofo that the U.S. Army deployed against the Vietnamese.
Right. Oh, actually, Agent Purple may have been. But we'll get into that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it.
Okay. Agent Orange.
Let's give a little background on just how much Agent Orange was used. As we said, it was an herbicide.
Yes.
And a very, very potent herbicide.
Indeed.
Fast acting. And
stats?
You want to do the stats, buddy?
No, that's my deal.
Okay.
It is a defoliant, and we used about 11 million gallons of, specifically, of Agent Orange
That's
alone.
42 million liters.
Yes. From January of 65 through April of 1970, and about 20 million gallons, which is?
That is about, oh, I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 76 million liters.
Very good.
Thanks.
Total herbicides altogether from
right.
62 to 71.
Right. That's a lot. As a matter of fact, I think over the course of 6,000 missions... Spraying missions, because it was all aerial, as far as I know.
Right.
About 10% of Vietnam was sprayed with Agent Orange alone.
Yep.
That is a lot of herbicide.
Yeah, and that's a substantial portion of a country to be infected with a harmful, dangerous killer.
Yeah. Now, anybody who sprayed like Roundup or some other herbicide around mm-hmm. the garden, you kind of almost have this this natural inclination to keep it away from you as much as possible.
Smartly.
And when some gets on your fingers, you like run inside sure. and wash your hands 50 times, right?
Yeah, I can't use any of that stuff because yeah. the animals and, you know.
It's rough stuff. It mm-hmm. can be, right? But it does kill the grass.
Yeah.
As did Agent Orange. But not only did Agent Orange kill grass, it killed everything.
Yeah.
And what's ironic about it is that it's actually a growth regulator, meaning that it stimulates growth in plants.
That shocked me.
Yeah. It was shocking.
I thought it was a flat-out killer, but apparently what it does is it if it's used too much, then they grow to the point where it dries out and dies.
Yeah, it grows so fast that the water, it depletes its water supply yeah. very quickly, and that's that.
Crazy. Never knew that.
But there's this guy, a botanist named Dr. Arthur W. Galston,
mm-hmm.
and he actually created Agent Orange, and he did create it as a growth regulator to boost plant growth. And after the military got a hold of it,
yeah.
he started to realize that his invention was being used in a really horrible way and actually campaigned against it.
Yeah, I feel bad for that guy. That's his legacy, you know.
Well, did you read that quote from him?
I did, and yeah. I agree with it.
Yeah, you want to read it?
Yeah. Josh, the quote is, "Nothing that you do in science is guaranteed to result in benefits for mankind. Any discovery, I believe, is morally neutral, and it can be turned either to constructive or destructive ends. That's not the fault of science."
Right.
And I agree with that.
Yeah, and I'm sure Philip Oppenheimer would agree with that as well.
Right.
You know, I mean, he created nuclear fission.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure he created nuclear fission. And it was used in a catastrophic manner to kill hundreds of thousands, millions probably, of people.
Right.
He didn't create it for that end. It was just he created something and basically opened Pandora's box, and there you go. So I agree with Galston's assessment as well, but still,
right.
The fact remains the U.S. military got a hold of this and they sprayed it everywhere they could.
Indeed.
So, Chuck, what's the problem with it? I mean, aside from the fact that, you know, if you're living in Vietnam in you know, between 1965 and 70, and they come over your village and spray that stuff, number one, it's probably going to stink, which it did.
Yeah, had a bad
number
smell.
Number two, you're covered in herbicide.
Right.
Number three, all of your trees are suddenly leafless. What are some other problems that it poses?
Well, not only trees, buddy. Well, we should point out that the reason they did this was because of the thick jungle cover in Vietnam made it very difficult for snipers and air squadrons to see what was going on, not to mention the guys in the jungle. So
right.
they would use this herbicide to just wipe it out completely and make it like a barren black landscape mm-hmm. so you know, the enemy could be seen.
Right.
So not only did it kill the vegetation, but it also killed crops, and it also destroys the root system and really completely, I mean, it gets into the soil,
yeah.
so nothing would grow there afterward either. I mean, it would eventually if you eradicate it, but...
Sure. Well, and also without root systems, then your soil structure is messed up.
Sure.
And so apparently, you know, Vietnam's monsoons carried much of the topsoil away.
Exactly. It washed it all away.
Right. Which also, then that the Agent Orange entered the water, right?
Yeah.
Polluted that. And then you have a big problem with cropland. So we've got the polluted water supply.
Right.
So even if you do have crops, then you're just spraying more Agent Orange on when you irrigate it.
Right.
So it's kind of a vicious cycle, right?
It is indeed.
At the time, though, yeah, you're getting rid of snipers, which were a huge problem in Vietnam. And also, supposedly, the U.S. government secretly sprayed the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Cambodia, which they were definitely not supposed to.
Right, in Laos as well.
Yeah, and that was a key supply route into Vietnam. So, yeah, there was a reason. This wasn't just like, hey, we're over here, and why don't we just get rid of all the vegetation?
Right.
You know? But again, Chuck, I repose my question.
Okay. Am I dodging it?
Actually, no, you did answer it. But I think the problem is, okay, so most of this stuff has grown back, right? Almost 40 years ago. We're talking almost 40 years ago.
Right.
The trees have grown back. The vegetation's grown back. What's the problem? Why are we still talking about Agent Orange?
Well, because it's been carried down through, genetics, essentially, right? Through families.
Well, what's the active ingredient that's so nefarious?
Are you talking about the dioxin?
I am indeed, my friend.
Yeah, the dioxin is the trouble.
Now, you may have heard of dioxins with that whole Tupperware thing. Not Tupperware. I'm sorry, Tupperware. I don't know if you use it or not, but some of these food storage containers.
Right.
I think dioxin is a softener.
Okay.
That's used in plastics to keep them from snapping, being very brittle and snapping.
Right.
The problem is they can conceivably leach out.
Right.
And you're not supposed to have dioxins in them. They're
but
endocrine
we
do. Disruptors.
Everyone has a little bit of dioxin in our system.
Well, yeah. Aren't they naturally occurring to some degree?
Yeah. And beyond that, the fact that it's used in things like those kind of plastics, mm-hmm. small amounts of dioxin are present in pretty much all of us.
Plus also when you burn trash, I believe dioxin right. are created or released.
It's usually a byproduct, I think, sure. of some other burning.
Copper smelting, uh-huh. which I know you do on the weekend, so you should probably go get checked.
Yeah, I'm a big copper smelter.
But yeah, but we can deal with some level of dioxin. The problem is Agent Orange had such high concentrations of dioxins in them that there were some serious health effects.
Right, and the Department of Veterans Affairs actually claimed that it only had minute traces of dioxin initially, mm-hmm. and for Agent Orange it was TCDD was the specific dioxin, mm-hmm. but that's just not true because people in Vietnam, in some areas, have blood levels up to 10 times above normal for containing dioxin.
Right.
Today.
Yeah. And originally, like right after the Vietnam War, even during, I believe, some people had about 200 times the normal level.
Right.
So, yeah, there was a lot of dioxin flying around, and these were all in areas where Agent Orange was being sprayed.
Yeah. And we're talking cancer. We're talking
birth defects,
miscarriages.
You want to know how it gets in there and screws things up so bad?
School me.
Okay. So, basically, dioxins are capable of binding to, it's fat soluble, right?
Exactly.
They're capable of binding to hormone receptor sites, right?
Right.
So, it can also very easily get into the nucleus of your cells.
Uh-huh.
When that happens, my friend, your DNA can be tampered with.
Oh.
Okay? So, let's say you remember that we were talking about the chicken or the egg, and mutations take place in the zygote stage.
Right.
So, let's say a couple of parents of a child have dioxins in their cells, in the mm-hmm. nucleus of their cells, and these cells are contributed to create the zygote. Well, if the dioxin has managed to mess with the DNA, it's going to send all sorts of funky instructions.
Yeah.
And that's how you get things like grossly misshapen heads.
Yeah, you sent me some emails of pictures of children, Vietnamese children. It's just awful to see that.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you type in Agent Orange and go to search image results in Google, it's startling, some of the things that happen. One I saw was a picture of a five-year-old girl who didn't have eyes. It was just skin.
I know.
And kind of a depression because she still had the ocular cavity in her skull, but it was just skin grown over it. And I was reading the caption next to it. They were saying they think what happened was the hormones that were released that are supposed to instruct the cell to develop eyes or to instruct the body to develop eyes.
Failed to do so
wow. because there was dioxin bound to these receptor sites that should have gotten that hormone and taken the information and created eyes.
Awful.
So it gets in there pretty bad, and it can be passed down, and Vietnam has a real problem right now. I think they estimate as many as 1 million of the 84 million people who live in Vietnam have been poisoned by Agent Orange.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And you said earlier that it's the worst, and I brought up Agent Purple. They actually had a bunch of agents with the colors, and evidently they were named by the not by the color of the chemical, but the color of the container that it came in. There was an orange stripe on the container.
Sure.
So Agent Purple and Agent Pink, they use millions of gallons of this stuff, too, and it's possibly even more deadly because Agent Purple has three times as much dioxin as Agent Orange.
Yeah. You don't hear much about Agent Pink or Agent Purple.
No, but I think because Agent Orange was used in spades, so.
Sure.
Hey, everybody. It's halftime, and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low and not sure you can pull out a win, and that's when you have to dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of your friends' money as you possibly can.
That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
That's right. You can play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. And you can charge other players rent for your iconic properties.
Plus, you can even work with your friends to crack open community chests in tournaments to get rewards and climb the leaderboard.
So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
Hey, everybody. If you're building a deck at work and you want to supercharge it, check out Canva presentations. Work docs have been the same for too long, but Canva docs are different. They're visual. They grab readers' attention with images, charts, tables, and videos playable right in the doc. Plus, docs don't have to be just words on a page. You can make your docs pop with Canva Docs.
That's right. And Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, HR, ops, marketing, and more, Canva presentations can be the solution for you. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it.
Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with a stunning template, use it as a springboard for your design, adding images, graphics, charts, data visualizations, all from a massive media library. It's super easy to wow any audience with Canva presentations.
So start designing today at canva.com, designed for work. That's canva.com.
You know, it's odd. You said that cancer is a result of Agent Orange or dioxin poisoning, right?
Yeah, about 40% risk of increased risk.
Well, cancer is uncontrolled cellular growth, right? That's
right.
What's surprising is that you remember we were talking about Agent Orange being a growth regulator,
right?
And that it causes plants to grow rapidly.
Interesting.
In humans, the exact opposite happens.
Yeah.
In small doses, dioxins actually keep cancer cells in check.
Right.
From growing.
Yeah,
but then in larger
doses,
mm-hmm. it promotes this uncontrolled growth. So it has the exact opposite effect on humans as it does plants.
Right. It's
crazy. How weird is that?
It's very weird. And I know the WHO, the World Health Organization, it's officially classified as a known carcinogen. So
yeah,
there's no mistaking it.
No, but there's still a debate. Well, there's not much of a debate anymore, but there has been. Since the 80s, well, since the 70s, really, about whether or not Agent Orange caused all these problems.
I know why.
Why?
Lawsuits.
Yep.
Because no one wants to pay and be responsible for this.
No, and certainly not the U.S. government, which has actually been hiding behind sovereign immunity.
Yeah, that means the U.S. government cannot be sued.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. Nicely done. Yeah, basically, there's this, it's a doctrine that's established as international law, and it says, like Chuck said, you can't sue a government, right? So everybody went after the chemical companies instead.
Sure.
And I think it behooves us to mention some of these chemical companies that created Agent Orange. Dow, Monsanto, Hercules, Diamond Shamrock were four of the big ones.
Right, and they all say that they were contracted out by the government to do a job, so it's not our fault.
Yeah, and the Supreme Court, I believe, upheld that, or at least tossed out a lawsuit that challenged that, that you know these companies were working as government contractors and were ordered to produce Agent Orange for the government. So, by default, they're protected by sovereign immunity, I should say by proxy.
Basically, it seems like any time there's been a big suit, it's kind of resulted in a big, fat, dead end.
Yes, but we should say that those four companies I mentioned, in addition to, I think, three others... Yeah, seven total, ended up paying out $240 million.
Right, class action suit?
To 291,000 people.
Right, and that was a settlement too, right?
Yeah, that was a settlement, sure. But
so,
there's still plenty of other people who have lawsuits pending or would like to sue, but it doesn't look like it's going to be happening. There was an attorney for a Vietnamese national who was trying to sue one of the chemical companies who said that ruling that the government ordered, or that because the government ordered these chemical companies to produce Agent Orange, that they were government contractors,
right.
And therefore the lawyer said that's pretty much the end of Agent Orange lawsuits.
Right. Did you ever see The Fog of War?
No.
The documentary?
Uh-uh.
Errol Morris, as you know, is one of my heroes as a filmmaker.
Sure.
You should check that out.
Okay.
It's an hour and a half, a long interview with Robert McNamara, and just... hardcore, intense interview about the Vietnam War. Really
awesome.
Good.
I would love to see that.
It's really awesome.
Fog of War.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check it out. So, Chuck, while these lawsuits are, some are being paid off, some aren't, there's still a problem of dioxin poisoning in Vietnam. How do you remediate this?
Well, Josh, I have some numbers for you. I think I know what you were getting at here. just as an example, the town of Binh Tre has 140,000 people there, and the Red Cross estimates that 58,000 of them have suffered the effects of Agent Orange.
That's like more than 40% of the population.
Right. And as you said, a million total.
Yeah.
In the entire country.
Right. But how do you clean this up? I mean, this is I think Christopher Hitchens mentioned that it's been called an ecocide.
Is that who said that?
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you do about this?
Well, you clean it up, Josh.
Okay. Well, that's kind of an expensive proposition. There is, you know... ways that, that this can be cleaned up. And we said a lot of the, a lot of the countryside has been naturally reforested, right?
Right. Are you talking about the wall of trees?
The wall of trees seems pretty cool.
Yeah. They planted essentially a barrier to protect people from this in the form of trees.
Yeah.
Which sounds, I don't know how that works, actually.
It probably leaches it out of the soil eventually.
Yeah.
The trees will hold the soil in place.
Right. So
it won't be washed away. Sure. And then perhaps the soil can act as a natural filter. Okay. We should also say that, dioxins appear to have about a half-life of 7 years. But once they hit the topsoil, they've been shown to stick around a lot longer.
Yeah.
I think part of the problem is there's a lot of people who have a lot of money that don't want to part with it.
Right.
Who are saying, you know what, this is just eventually going to work itself out.
Right. Well, they outlawed it, Richard Nixon actually outlawed it when they found conclusive test results in lab rats.
Yeah.
But the damage was done.
Definitely. And it has been going on, and it may be going on without some sort of large-scale intervention, and it doesn't look like that's going to be happening anytime soon.
Should we talk about Victor?
Sure.
Victor Yushchenko?
Yes. He's actually a living case study in dioxin poisoning, isn't he?
Yes. He's a Ukrainian politician, and many of you may know this. He was poisoned with dioxin, but survived.
During the 2004 presidential election, which he won.
So not too long ago. And he thinks he was purposely poisoned.
Sure.
And they traced it back to a dinner he had. And but no one, you know, no charges have been filed. No one's claimed responsibility. But you saw the before and after pictures.
Yeah.
This dude was messed up.
It had quite an effect on him, yeah.
Big time.
He was a good-looking man.
He was.
After the dioxin poisoning, he ain't pretty no more.
No, his face was, and you should look this up on the internet as well, on the Google Images.
Me?
No. Our loyal fan base.
Oh, yeah.
It's startling. Pockmarked face.
Deeply swollen.
Yeah, deeply pockmarked, like, you know, moon crater type stuff. Swollen up, big circles under his eyes. I mean, I think they said he had 6,000 times the normal level of dioxin. Is that right?
Yeah.
Which is the second highest ever recorded in a human that lived.
Yeah.
And he looks a little better now.
He does, and he's still up and walking around, which is miraculous.
It is.
But, yeah, you can't keep Yushchenko down.
And should we talk about the veterans?
Yeah, Zumwalt.
We'll get to that in a second. But in 1978, the VA set up a program to officially deal with this and conducted health exams on 315,000 veterans. And basically the presumption is if you were exposed to Agent Orange, then you got some trouble.
And you have VA care. The VA, even before the lawsuits, any lawsuits were settled, the VA was operating on the premise that, there was a huge link between Agent Orange exposure and all of these problems. So the VA actually has done a lot to help out veterans from Vietnam and actually Korea.
Right.
So I didn't even know we were in Korea in the late 60s.
Yeah, and they actually, that was hand sprayed by people, but by Koreans.
I gotcha.
Actually not hand sprayed, but the Koreans did the spraying.
Right.
And they actually, the VA is also covering the children of soldiers.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like we said, it's passed on down and potentially even to another generation.
Well, that's the problem in Vietnam. It's sticking around. So, I mean, eventually it will be rinsed out, I guess you could put it genetically speaking, but that's a pretty sick way of dealing with the situation, but that looks like the way it's being handled.
Yeah. So you want to talk about Zumwalt now?
Sure, if you want to.
I think so. He was a Navy admiral, Elmo Zumwalt Jr., and he commanded naval forces in Vietnam.
And he now has a destroyer class named after him.
Oh, really?
The Zumwalt class destroyer.
Did not know that. On a positive note, he was credited with helping to end race and gender discrimination in the Navy, so that's a good thing.
Sure.
But during the war, he was concerned about snipers in the Mekong Delta. He ordered Agent Orange to be sprayed there. He had a son, Elmo III.
Yep.
Or Zumwalt III, and he was commanding a boat that was in the Mekong Delta at the time. So essentially what he did was ended up spraying his own son. I mean, not by his own hand, but he gave the order to have it sprayed right where his son was. And he died of cancer, Zumwalt III did.
Yep.
And his son, Elmo IV, has a severe learning disability, and Zumwalt to this day says, you know, it haunts him to this day. And then later on, Zumwalt advocated for compensation for victims.
So yeah.
He tried to fight the good fight afterward.
Yeah. So that's Agent Orange, really.
In a nutshell.
Yeah, if you want to learn more about it, you can type in those two words in the handy search bar of HowStuffWorks.com. It will bring up a really good article written by our former colleague, now freelancer, Jacob Silverman, which I guess leads us to, I would say, I don't know, listener mail time, maybe?
I've got a couple for you here, Josh.
Do they have anything to do with high fructose corn syrup?
No, they don't. This is from a serviceman serving in Rome, Italy.
Okay.
And I like to read the ones from the servicemen.
I know you
because,
do.
Because, I don't know.
You're proud to be an American.
I am indeed. Just wanted to write and thank you for the podcast. I'm serving in the Navy, currently stationed in Rome, Italy. Cush job. I wasn't always in Rome. I did 2.5 years on a ship in Japan before this. Sadly, I don't have a glamorous job. My compatriots and I are postal clerks.
Mm-hmm.
You never think about these jobs that you have to do in the military, these kind of everyday mundane chores.
I do.
You do?
Sure.
Well, good for you. You're better than me. We make sure the letters and care packages get from home in the States and make it to the guys in the field in Iraq. You wouldn't believe how much theft and rifling takes place when a parcel is sent to when it arrives at its destination.
It's terrible.
It is terrible and distressing. There are not many of us here in Rome, no more than a dozen or so, and there's always more than enough work to do. I know this is kind of a long setup with no segue, but one of the PCs I work with is a master of useless knowledge and facts about everything and anything. In short, I work with a real Cliff Clavin.
Yes.
From Cheers.
Yes.
He's big, he's a mailman, he's funny, and in true Cheers tradition, he can pound a beer or seven. Sounds like our kind of guy.
Yeah.
But thanks to you and your podcast, I can not only keep up with him, but have been able to trump him.
Yes,
so
which
you
we're
have,
pretty proud of.
Yeah, and he's very psyched about this. He says, you have no idea how good that feels. I listen to the podcast when I'm driving mail from the airport to the various NATO installations and back. Look forward to each and every one. Take her easy, PC3SW Langdon. And please give a shout-out to the rest of the PCs at MCA Rome. So, shout-out.
You've been shouted out.
The PCs.
Yeah.
And I have another real quickie. This is a tongue twister, and I know this is long overdue, but this one is so hard and so simple at the same time that I cannot even say it once. Irish wristwatch.
Irish wristwatch.
That was okay.
Jerry
says no.
Okay, Jerry, the judge is really... All right, well, let me try again one more time. Irish wristwatch.
Better, but still not perfect. But I couldn't even say it once, so it's not one of those three times.
You just did say it once.
Well, with about a 5-second lag.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
So we want to thank Ryan for sending that in, a truly twisted tongue twister.
Irish wristwatch.
Not bad.
Thanks.
But you've been drinking, so.
It loosens the tongue, my friend. If you want to send us a tongue twister that has to do with the Irish or anybody else, if you're stationed in Rome or anywhere else, or if you just want to say hi, you don't have to impress us. You can just say hi. And you can send an email to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Want more How Stuff Works? Check out our blogs on the howstuffworks.com homepage. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Hey, everybody. Are you thirsty? Well, sip on pure, refreshing Richard's rainwater. Yes, it's really rain. Caught clean before it hits the ground. Rain is naturally pure, so there's no need for harsh chemicals or additives. Richard's rainwater contains no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing. Enjoy the smooth, clean taste of Richard's still rainwater or the long-lasting and cold-pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. Sip the sky. The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. But you know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line, thanks to Visible. It's true. So switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.